Books on Tape presents Body Double by Tess Gerritsen, read by Kate Mazur. Prologue. That boy was watching her again. 14-year-old Alice Rose tried to focus on the 10 exam questions on her desk, but her mind was not on freshman English. It was on Elijah. She could feel the boy's gaze, like a beam aimed at her face, could feel its heat on her cheek, and knew she was blushing. Concentrate, Alice. The next question on the test was smudged from the mimeograph machine, and she had to squint to make out the words. Charles Dickens often chooses names that match his characters' traits. Give some examples, and describe why the names fit those particular characters. Alice chewed her pencil, trying to dredge up an answer. But she couldn't think while he was sitting at the next desk, so close that she could inhale his scent of pine soap and wood smoke. Manly smells. Dickens, Dickens, who cared about Charles Dickens and Nicholas Nickleby and boring freshman English when gorgeous Elijah Lank was looking at her? Oh, my. He was so handsome. With his black hair and blue eyes. Tony Curtis eyes. The very first time she'd ever seen Elijah, that's what she'd thought, that he looked exactly like Tony Curtis, whose beautiful face beamed from the pages of her favorite magazines, Modern Screen and Photoplay. She bent her head forward, and as her hair fell across her face, she cast a furtive glance sideways through the curtain of blonde strands, felt her heart leap when she confirmed that he was indeed looking at her.